R2 Sense.
With Oscar.
Hey, welcome back to R2 Sense. We're doing it again here at Raxus Studios with your host, Oscar. R2SenseWOscar.com, R2Sense on all social media. Thank you for all your support. Please hit the subscribe button. It's free to you and it means the world to me. Leave a comment for the algorithm. It helps things move along. Thank you. Buzzsprout. Let's get your podcast launched today for free. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, program, whatever you want to call it. Podcasting is an easy and inexpensive and a fun way to expand your reach online. Podcasts used Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online listed in all major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many of them more. Within minutes of finishing your recording, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over hundreds of thousands of podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something together. Following the link in the show notes, let Buzzsprout know that I sent you. There's no we. Well, there is because it's Buzzsprout. So yes, there is we. Get you a $20 credit if you sign up for a paid plan. And most importantly, helps support our show. Thank you. It was not meant to be scary. I think it's a good idea to have the screen that shows what each button does, because since I don't use it as much, I really don't know what each of them do. It's hard for me to remember. Anyways, welcome to R2 Sense. We're going to continue with celebrations of national days. What do we celebrate today? Today, we celebrate National Lame Duck, February 6th. National Lame Duck. On February 6th, National Lame Duck recognizes the ratification of the 20th Amendment to the United States Constitution, or the Lame Duck Amendment. Hashtag National Lame Duck Day. The term lame duck originates as a description of stockbrokers in the 1700s, England, who would not pay off their debt. The name later carried over those business who would continue to do business while being bankrupt. In politics, a lame duck is a person currently holding a political office who has either lost a re-election bid, chosen not to seek another term, been prevented from running for re-election due to term limits, or hold a position that has been eliminated. And Donald Trump, I think, falls in the category of lame ducks. The 20th Amendment, before the ratification of the 20th Amendment to the United States Constitution, Congress had a 13-month delay between election day and the day of the newly elected official took office. In other words, the lame duck was given a 13-month termination notice, crippling their influence, hence the lame or injured duck. Happy National Lame Duck Day. If you're a lame and you celebrate Lame Duck Day, celebrate it. Don't let anybody judge you like I am right now. Happy National Lame Duck. Happy National Lame Duck. God damn it, let's do it right. National Chopstick Day as well in February 6th. Each year on National Chopstick Day, people worldwide celebrate the humble and ancient utensils on February 6th. I don't know about the world, but being an immigrant as I am, and I understand most people back in the time when I was a rugrat living in a wild country, I guess if you want to call it, I know that people back then didn't know about chopsticks, but I'm pretty sure they do about today. They do know about it today. I'm pretty sure of that. So therefore, they might celebrate it. I hope we're all telling them, but me, I know I'm doing a good service letting everybody know to celebrate this day. Happy National Chopstick Day, hashtag. Around 1200 BC, Chinese cooks began using chopsticks to prepare food. These tools were likely long enough to reach into hot cooking pots. Then about 400 BC, when fuels for cooking became scarce, food was prepared in smaller pieces, reducing the number of resources needed to cook it. At the same time, the need for sharp eating utensils faded and shorter chopsticks entered the scene. So once these handy eating tools found their way to the dinner table, they spread around the world. Portable and elegant in their designs have also a very high style from region to region. Today's chopstick may be created from wood such as bamboo or aspen. Elaborately carved chopsticks can be cut from jaded ivory or wood. An artisan may ornately point some chopsticks with miniature scenes. I believe in chopsticks. I think chopsticks are a good thing to have. No, I really believe. I just can't with my hands. I wish my hands didn't cramp up every time I'm trying to hold something small, because the way you hold a chopstick is kind of weird for my fingers, so I guess I'd rather go with forks. But I am no stranger to chopsticks, because every time we go to Chinese food, and that's probably cultural appropriation, but I try to use them, not because I want to be cultural, but because I'm intrigued about learning new things and new challenges. And using chopsticks, I'll tell you what, it is a challenge for my weak hands, shall we put it that way? Anyways, happy National Frozen Yogurt Day. National Frozen Yogurt Day, celebrated February 6th, recognizes a sweet frozen dessert that has gone from food and fad status to shape freezer items in a few decades. Hashtag National Frozen Yogurt Day. Celebrate it as you will, you only and you. Happy National Lame Duck Day and National Chopstick Day and Frozen Yogurt Day. Just in case you celebrate them. We are all lame ducks, and it is our day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People get too excited when they hear me talk, because I have good point of views, but people don't realize them yet. One day they will realize them. But my point of view on people talking shit, I don't even know what I was gonna say, but I have a point of view on people talking shit, especially some bitch, if you want to call it, some chick that was talking shit about Mr. B, saying that The name says it all, Mr. Beast. I don't even think people want to hide it no more. Where I'm going with this is when she was talking about Mr. Beast being the Antichrist. Jesus motherfucking Christ. Someone cannot do a good deed. Let me back up. Maybe we'll remember to cut this out. Someone cannot make shit. I fucked up. Let me back up again. Someone cannot do a good deed without having some jackasses, some jerks, some a-holes, some lowlife, some losers that have never done nothing for anybody start judging people. And I make this comment knowingly very well that I misjudged them too right after he posted the video of him curing people. But my judgment was not, and I will clarify, was not judging him for what he had done, but more of what he had said. There is, let me see, how do I say this? He said that he didn't care about money. I don't care about money, you know, I just do this because I like to have fun. Because this is fun and I enjoy helping people. But I was like, shut the fuck up. Don't come at me with you don't care about the money. Because you do care about the money. You're doing it all for the money. But because without all that money, you will not be able to make any more of those successful philanthropy that you do make. You do or make, whatever. But you will not be able to do it without the success monetarily that you have. And it is very upsetting, and I've said it multiple times, that these people that have become successful using all these forms of ways and all these trials and errors, when they're successful, they come out and say, well, you know what? No, I wasn't ever looking to become what I've become. I become big, but it was just all luck. I was just all me, just keep going and working at it. But it's not. Because if it was only because of that, the success would have not came at such maximum riches that it came at. So that's what enrages me about all these successful people when they come back and try to tell us, at least us consumers, and I call us ourselves consumers because that's what we are, because you're not creating anything and I'm not. Well, I am now. And it's getting better, but I fuck up every single time. Like I fuck up with the camera again. This shit, I can't use it. Well, I can use it, but it's really complicated. I made the operation more complicated than it needed to be. But that's not the point where we're talking. What I'm saying. What I'm saying is I judge Mr. Beast because of what he said. And I was really upset at him. But then I thought about it and I was like, I'm not upset at him no more. I was just upset at what he said. But just don't pretend as if you don't care about the money, because you do care about the money. Because without the money, you would not be able to make nothing happen. It's just pretty simple and clear. So therefore, you do care about the money. Don't pretend as if you don't. But you've also clarified in some other videos that I've listened to your conversations that you don't care about having the stuff for yourself. Yes, you don't care about that. That's to each his own. And I think a successful person can say that because they probably done it all, which is not a problem either, because that's what we're all looking to do, I guess, looking to do as much as we can, as much success as we can have. But it's different for different people, I guess. They see it different. I don't know. That was just the comment that upset me. That was the whole point. But this bitch that comes out and say that he's the Antichrist. Why do I keep saying Antichrist? That's fucking weird. But it's the Antichrist. This bitch kept saying that he was the Antichrist, that he wasn't even hiding it no more because he named himself Mr. Beast. And that's a sign of the devil. The devil, I say.
Jesus Christ will rise soon because the Antichrist is here. No. Wrong.
That's not what I was looking for.
Wrong.
This goes back to what I was talking about weeks and months ago. Religion's got a hold on people. This religious people that think that anything they see out in the world is the Antichrist. Anybody doing good is because they have an ill intent right behind them. No, everybody has the same goddamn intent, and that is the money. It never fails to have the money. Shit, I missed the button. It never does, because with money, you can do good things, just like Mr. Beast is doing. And the most important question here that everybody should be asking, the most important question that everybody should be asking here is, why isn't the government paying for people who need eye surgery the same way that Mr. Beast just did it? It just sounds like it's a lot more simpler than what they make it seem like it is. It's the question that everybody should be asking. I don't think everybody should be asking, is Mr. Beast the Antichrist? No, bitch. You should be asking, why isn't the government paying for surgeries the same way Mr. Beast just did for 1,000 people? The government has more money than Mr. Beast does. And yet, they choose to spend it on a defense department, which is also a good thing. Because without our defense department, we would have not been able to defend ourselves from that Chinese balloon. The Chinese balloon passed by, and they didn't tell the government of Montana that it passed by until it was already well past. And apparently, in 2017, I believe, there was another Chinese balloon flying through the great and wonderful country that we know all of, the goddamn Americas. We know all about it. They flew by again, and the person that told everybody that he cared about America first did not tell America first. He kept it a secret. Again, we are all being lied to from both sides. The haters lied. The air quotes realists lie. And I call my right people air quotes. No, the left people, I call it realists. What do you call them? I forgot what I call them. But left and right, they both lied to every single one of us. And that's what we should be focused on. We should be focused on, can our government take care of us? Part of me tells me, you paid enough taxes. You paid enough taxes that you ended up owing them. That's how much taxes you paid. So therefore, the government will probably protect you. But with that being said, I think about of all my other wonderful things that I received from this country. Like the ability of making money from wherever the fuck I come to learn to make money from. Yes, that's the ability that me paying all those taxes go to. And I'm not mad about it. I was for a second, but then I thought about it and I'm like, nah, you're good. You'll be all right. But going back to the balloon. Is the balloon real or fake? According to the Chinese, they said, yeah, you know what? It was just a balloon that got caught in the wind and it drifted over. And, you know, it'll come back to us. We'll get it when it comes back. So don't worry about it. Well, it is an international space, airspace. It is not your country. So therefore, the greatest nation in the world is allowed to take it down. And boy, take it down. we did. As American, I am, as the American that I am, I recognized that it was probably a good thing, because apparently sources say that balloon, we extracted more information from it than they did from us. But is it good information? That's the question. And now China is not happy about it. They are mad. They are saying, you are acting very irrational. And now we are going to protect our airspace the same way you're protecting your airspace. And that, ladies and gentlemen, might mean war. Why are we celebrating that? Stop it. We're not celebrating war. Wrong button. War. Oh, man. It's just... Things seem to be escalating little by little. One week, the news is talking about Ukraine. The next week, they're talking about China. The next week, what the fuck are we going to be talking about next week? It is crazy. It was a crazy video to see how they popped it. How much money did it take to pop a balloon? But also, well, the balloon was way up high in the air, which it was the only way to take it out. And I wonder, well, they say they didn't want it to fall off, to fall on top of people. And, well, when it was over in Montana, I don't think it would have fallen on top of anybody. But also would have landed on a bad terrain. I think that was a good choice. See, this is why people like me, general people, regular folk, this is why we don't make decisions. Because see, that was very irrational of me thinking, why the fuck did I not shoot it down from over there? But the real answer is because how are we going to extract it back? Because we want to look at what the fuck you guys were sending over us. Right? So I guess it's easier to get it out of the ocean than it is to get it out of the forest. Because the forest probably doesn't have any road just through it. More than likely not. See, good thinking. This is why we don't make the decisions, because we don't think about this. But if we were having the discussions, I think more than likely we would probably be able to resolve so many issues. Just like Mr. B solved one issue for 1,000 people. And that probably is more than likely enough for those people to get back up on their feet. There's so many judgment videos making judgment at Mr. B, right, for doing that. Good or bad. It's either way, it's good for him. And who cares? That's what keeps him going, right? All these fucking people that actually agree with what he does. And probably what keeps the ball rolling for everybody is people not agreeing with what you do. Because I saw a video of a guy claiming that he makes mistakes on purpose on his videos just to get people rattled up so they can go in the comment section and start just blowing him up in the comment section, which gives tractions. What do I say at the beginning? What do I say? Leave a comment for the algorithm. You know what I mean? I said it. I'm not an animal. I'm not going to burp on my microphone. Anyways. Whether, I don't know. They are, at first, there was like the balloon was real or not. Is it something that they planned just to, you know, scare people into it? And China's going to be like, nah, man, that's not ours. They did it. They accepted it. It's ours. They're mad because they destroyed the balloon. But it is what it is. And it will always be what it was. Anyways. Seems like the other thing that pissed me off this week was probably some chick commenting on Andrew Tate coming out of jail, you know, with all his facial hair and his hair. Bro, you got to do something about that hairline with all that money. But that's not the point. The point is that people are making people were making fun of him because he was not well groomed like he should have been. Like he is in every single one of his other videos. I don't think anybody knew exactly what he looked like without being groomed. Just like I would not look good without me grooming myself the way I do, because this grows very thick, but I don't like it. That's why it goes. This grows okay. This is not bad. This is well. It makes a good circle right here. I never have to groom it, and it always looks clean. So, but my hair. You do not want to hear. You do not want to see my hair. My head of hair turns into a chia pet. Literally, that's how my hair grows. So, I can understand, you know, why people would probably want to judge him. But what I don't understand is all these people that want to be accept me for who I am, accept me for how I am, don't judge me for what I look like, sit here and just start throwing jokes at him, like saying, "Oh, this is the top G everybody looks up to. Look at him." Like I've said in the past, I indulge, but I'm not a fan of him. There's things as he moved along, there's things that I disagree with him. At first, I was like, you know what? This guy's making a lot of sense. He's right in a lot of different ways. He's right. But as it goes on, you realize that, yeah, man, you know what? That's too much. Just quit it. Quit it. Just dial it down a bit, you know, on that subject. It's cool, you know. But there's other points that he makes that are pretty good points that I think some people would get a good grasp of reality if they listen. But what I find funny is this feminist with the face full of cake, they try to make fun of somebody that's just not groomed. Like, my hair is overgrown, it's natural, this is the way I look. So if we're supposed to be accepting everybody the way they are, what are you doing making fun of the guy? I mean, would it be okay if I made fun of you the same way? Would it be okay if I say you have a cake face like I just did? You probably don't like that, but the reality is you are wearing a lot of makeup, and you don't get to make fun of him because you're hiding your what you look like under there. And until you realize, well, you know what? I'll allow it. You know why I'll allow it? Because we're making content here. But if we want everybody else's opinion, which I guess is what we're all doing, is I'm saying, yeah, don't make fun of the dude while you're hiding your imperfections, I guess, because look at that hairline. That's very imperfect. Although I probably have a good hairline. Look at this. This is a good hairline. This is like the hairline of God right there. I don't even have to do nothing to it. I don't trim it, no nothing. I've never gone to a barber and been like, "What's up, man? Line me up. Right there. Don't forget to line me up." You know why? Because I have a good head of hair line. Not my hair. My hair looked like a chia pet, but I have a good hair. But there comes a conspiracy with that, right? With him going to jail. I don't know if anybody understands that just like Kanye, they shut him down with all the banks. His money, everything was taken from him. So when he came back after that trip where they made him trip over and, you know, fell on his face, and money, they took his money and everything, he was starting his own bank. His own coin, token, I don't know, but I think it was a bank that he was starting. And I think to myself, I've always said that there's nobody preventing you from becoming a millionaire. But there might be somebody preventing you from starting your own bank, which is the other banks, because they don't want to lose the power that they have. So if this guy was starting his own bank and being as controversial as he was, then, I mean, was it the bank thing that probably landed him in jail, and they just hid it under all this other allegations and accusations that I still haven't heard how real they are. I'm not saying they're not real, but I'm just saying I don't know. I still haven't heard how real they are. I've just heard still in the allegations, and I haven't seen anything personally. I'm talking about myself. I'm not on everything, but I am on everything. I haven't seen anything that points otherwise too. But there is like the possibility that like, oh man, if you're being accused of this, it's probably a reason why you're being accused. But going back to the bank, it's probably pissed off a few bankers. They didn't like what he was doing and, you know, find a reason to lock him up so he stops doing what he's doing. The other is Romania is known to be a hardcore Catholic, I believe, right? Yeah, a hardcore Catholic country. He just converted to Catholicism. Wait, what the fuck? Did I just get that wrong? No, he just converted to Muslim. So that thought held in my head and thinking about everything else, it's like, did he piss off the Catholic Church in Romania enough for them to just throw him in jail? I don't know. I don't know. There is many conspiracies that are coming with it that make you wonder, was it this, was it that, was it that? I don't know. But in reality, again, I talked about it today, and probably by Friday when we come back and have another conversation, that's not even probably going to be a thought in my head anymore. it's only a thought right now because right before this, I was like, you know what? Let me see what's online right now, even though I haven't been online for decades, right? I'm always online. But anyways, that's not the point here. So yeah, I don't know, but it's important. It's interesting what the chain of events that came with it and that are, I'm just talking about our life. I'm not talking about Andrew Tate anymore. I don't give a fuck about those chain of events. I give a fuck more of our worldly events, such as like, well, more like Mr. Beast event, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, so let's move on. So let's move on into today I learned. Let me see what we can learn. I've always said I enjoy learning new things. I especially enjoy learning about new scientific facts that I come across. I learn about this through articles that I come across, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to save this article so I can share it with my peeps later. With my peeps. Anyways, Georgia school warns parents about students getting drunk off of vanilla extract. What? Imagine me knowing this when I was 19, 18. I'm not talking about, this was way after high school. During high school, I wasn't doing no drinking at all. I was straight edge. I was a good kid. High school students are allegedly trying to get drunk by any means necessary, including purchasing pure vanilla extract. According to an Atlanta high school Facebook post, parents are being warned via Facebook that students at Grady High School are purchasing puree bourbon vanilla extract, which contains 35% alcohol. Another thing to keep an eye out for, the school wrote. Jesus Christ, if I can peacefully read the article. Houston news stations reported that school officials caught a few students at the school becoming intoxicated with vanilla extract this week after purchasing the flavoring at a store nearby the school. Atlanta school officials told the outlet that the students poured it in their coffee. Oh my God, dude. It is known how much of the vanilla extract the students consumed, but one student was reportedly hospitalized afterwards. The parents of the hospitalized students removed him or her from Grady after the incident. The National Capital Poison Center warns about the drinking vanilla extract, as it contains the same type of alcohol as beer, wine, and liquor. Children especially are at risk of alcohol poisoning. When vanilla extract is made, vanilla beans are soaked in alcohol for a number of days. 1 4-ounce shot of vanilla extract is equal to drinking 4 shots of vodka, Robert Geller, medical director of the Georgia Poison Center, told KHOU. The vanilla extract is usually 35% or 70 proof. Vodka is usually 70% or 80% proof. Vodka is usually 80% or 70% proof. While cooking or baking vanilla extract causes the alcohol to dissolve, it has a strong alcohol proof raw, and people do not need to show ID when purchasing the product. Stores also offer vanilla extract that is alcohol free. In January, a 50-year-old Connecticut woman was charged with driving under the influence after the police found her at an intersection with her eyes closed at 4:45 p.m. Officers say they found several bottles of puree vanilla extract inside her car and detected vanilla on her breath. Interesting. So, today I learned that drinking a 4-ounce shot of vanilla extract is equivalent to doing 4 shots of vodka. Honestly, I never done it, and it's pretty interesting to know that there's better ways than just drinking plain old fucking mouthwash. And honestly, all I can think of is the diarrhea that you're going to have next morning, at least, is going to smell pleasant. Your diarrhea is going to smell like cocoa bean butter. No, not cocoa bean butter, but it's going to smell like vanilla extract. 7-Eleven Double Big Gulp holds... Watch this. Check this out. Holds a whopping 200% the average human stomach capacity. The 7-Eleven Double Big Gulp is not a new product by any means, but apparently a meme is making its way across the web in regards to the sheer amount of liquid that it holds. For those unfamiliar, Double Big Gulp holds about 64 ounces of liquid, and the fact that the average human stomach holds about 32 ounces of liquid seems to have evaded our attention the first time around. The math this problem proposes is equivalent to sticking a square peg in a circular hole, and a double gulp holds 200% liquid the average stomach holds. What's fair to consider is that a good amount of content of the double gulp will consist of ice, but still leaves you feeling more than the capacity of your stomach with one drink. To each his own, just consider this as a PSA. So, today I learned that a 7-Eleven Double Big Gulp holds 200% the average human stomach capacity. Well, it's a good thing that the stomach gets rid of liquid in a fastly manner, in a appropriate manner. It's a good thing. We are animals. How can we drink that much soda? Well, I'll tell you how. You just keep going and keep going all the way until you're done. And that's how you do it. This one's funny. Groundhog Day is about woodchuck sex. According to the legend, if the groundhog sees his shadow on February 2nd, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If not, an early spring is predicted. Of course, groundhogs are also known as woodchucks. I didn't know that. Don't emerge at this time just to be furry weather prediction. So what is the real reason? Researchers into groundhog biology show they have other priorities in early February than mingling with the people of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Bumfuck nowhere. In a study area in the southeast Pennsylvania, the average day groundhogs emerges from their burrows February 4th. This fits the folklore and the timing of Groundhog Day. However, predicting the weather is not their objective. Bad news is not their objective. The real reason is related to Darwinian fitness, a measure of an organism's ability to contribute its genes to the next generation. The process defines natural selection and is based on an organism's ability to survive and reproduce successfully. High Darwinism fitness suggests an individual will pass on his genes and mental hibernation contributes to Darwinism fitness values and hence survival by saving energy during time of limited food availability. The ability to hibernate found several mammal groups. And it has nothing to do, but today we learn when groundhogs peek out of their Groundhog Day. I fucked it up again. So today I learn when groundhogs peek out on Groundhog Day, they are looking for sex. They are not there to predict whether the winter will continue or not. And it stops me to think that there's probably a few people out there that will either take it from a groundhog or give it to a groundhog just to stop the winter. And I feel your pain, so move the fuck out of bumfuck Pennsylvania. Get the fuck out of there, because it's not a place where you want to be. Anyways, we have questions and I got the answers. Wrong one. Questions and I got answers. Let's see. Question number one. What are the things no one tells you about living alone? That you have to know how to fucking cook. Otherwise, you're either going to starve to death or have to spend all your money buying takeout every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that gets pricey. A lot more pricey than purchasing your ingredients to make your own food. And another thing people don't tell you is that you're going to need to make sure you pay your light bill. Because I didn't have to learn the hard way. I knew I had to pay my light bill. And when I couldn't, I was like, you know what? This apartment does me no good. I'm out of here. But yes, that's what people don't tell you. You have to learn to cook for yourself. Whether you're a male or female, whatever your perspective is, or whatever bumfuck country you come from that doesn't believe that you should know how to cook. Well, guess what? You should know how to cook. But there is a different culture here in this country than there is in other countries. But it is important to know how to make a good meal, because it could get pricey if you're not in a place where you can have your meals made, I guess. I guess takeout is what I'm saying, I guess. I guess so. So learn to cook. That would be very helpful. And responsibility, obviously. I mean, everybody tells you that you have to be responsible. So I guess everybody is telling you to be responsible. So that's not a factor there. Moving on. How do you stop yourself from becoming too serious and grumpy with age? Currently 29 and noticing myself becoming more serious and sometimes irritable. Oh, I can't say that word. Mostly because work takes a lot out of me and because my responsibilities at home are ramping up. Anybody else face this and successfully turn it around? Well, I don't think most people turn it around. I just think people learn to deal with it in a way that it should be dealt with. Take everything as it comes, because not everything is going to be what it is. And make conscious effort to stop and celebrate the little things. That's one thing that I've learned in the last couple of months. And this is just me being at 32. I'm already, well, a little bit past where you're at, but same shit. Not just different year, I guess. But yes, that's the one thing that is important to realize. And don't share your realizations with people, because then I don't know. There's something out in the world that probably when you realize that you're doing something good or that you're doing okay, that fucks it all up. So, yeah, be careful with that. Celebrate. Celebrate what you win. All of it. It doesn't matter. Small, big, celebrate everything. Find an excuse to celebrate while you're winning. Moving on. Those of you who use battery power shavers, what is the benefit to you? Every time I use one, it seems like it takes longer to get a worse quality shave. And I normally would shave with my single blade safety razor. Well, I mean, to me, I guess you do miss a couple hairs here and there. That's the bad thing about it. So I guess I see what you're saying. But if I take the time, it does take a little longer. But if I take the time to actually make sure I get all those things out. It looks like it did. To make sure I get all those little hairs out. They pretty much, every single one of them come off. And I really don't notice the difference. The only difference would be, well, I use Dollar Shave. They're pretty good to me. They're not bad. They've been good to me ever since. But I do enjoy better the battery-powered one because I guess it's more convenient. I don't have to use water at all, I guess. I enjoy that. That's what's good to me, I guess. But to each their own. Anyways. And one more question? Okay, one more. What should be the main priority as a 19-year-old? Currently, I have been working on myself physically for the past 2.5 years. Just recently started working on my finances. Anything that I should prioritize while being young? I think as a 19-year-old, your priorities are good already. I fucking was not thinking about any of the shit that you're already thinking about at 19. At 19, all I was thinking about, how else can I fuck off even more? And boy, I did. Fuck off and off, and you end up almost homeless. That's what I was thinking about. How do I make it easier to end up homeless? That was my whole purpose. That was my whole game. That was what I was thinking at the time. I wasn't thinking about my finances. Sure, I was thinking about finances, but I had a stupid fucking warehouse job that I enjoyed at the time. Not really. It was fun, I guess. Anyways. Moving on. Missed connections. Saw you at Home Depot. You were the white guy. Looked like 40s. In the paint aisle. We kept eyeing each other. And you responded to my smile with a nod. I was with a friend. I couldn't talk. Would love to exchange emails. See if we're thinking the same thing. You want to change emails? What world are we living in? Who asks for people's email stills when you're getting to know somebody? I think the email thing was back in 2008. Hey, man, let me get your email because you didn't have somebody's social media. I think it would be more prudent to ask for their social media. We met in Apple Valley Church. Whew, it's a good thing no killers have ever met a church. You, about 60, contact me. 60, female, contact me. We met in Apple Valley Church. You were beautiful. You were the beautiful older lady. This guy is looking for a payday. This guy is looking for a free ride. For a couple of more years. The pretty woman that was looking for that pretty woman that loves her kitty. I'm very chill. I'm real and pretty decent looking. With 9+ and a wink. You know what? The more I get in, the more and more I read all these misconnections, I think this page is just a request for sex. I got it. No, it's not scary. I think it is just to request sex. Anyways, we got a pet peeve? Of course we do. Pet peeve. There's nothing more annoying. People who actively block you from merging in another lane. Listen, turning my goddamn signal on does not mean hurry up and pass so I can pass. It means I'm going to pass. And if you have ample room to stay way the fuck back there, well, I advise you stay way the fuck back there. Don't be a jackass and cut people off just because you think you want to go 5 miles faster. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary folk, I've complained enough. And now, enjoy your week. Have a good week. Have fun. And deuces.